beautiful, beautiful special. Wonderfully done. You know, sometimes God's blessings and healings, they come in different ways, but they're always great. They're always grand. It indeed. It is so good. Well, ladies, happy Mother's Day. I'm glad that you've come today to be a part of our service, and we're going to celebrate Mother's Day. We're going to even bring the kids in from chapel for just a few minutes to help with Mother's Day celebration, all right? You guys come right on up here. Do whatever Yachty told you to do, okay? Isn't that a good-looking crew? All right. Very good. All right. That's kind of what Mother's Day is all about right there now. Indeed. You know, it is Mother's Day, and I am glad that you've come. It's a special day to honor mothers, and we want to do just that this morning. We want to honor our mothers, but I, and with no disrespect or lessening of motherhood, I like to expand Mother's Day to include all the ladies of our church family, all the ladies of our families. You know, not all of our ladies have children, and some of them are not married yet, and such as that. But we want to honor you as well today, because I tell you what, you're special in our lives, and I appreciate what mothers do for us and in our lives. And I say this is 23 Mother's Days that I've celebrated with you guys here as your pastor. And I say this every year, but I think it's so appropriate. If there's anybody that deserves a special day of honor and special treatment, it's moms, it's mothers and wives. And I tell you today, I hope that we can do that just a little bit. I do want to recognize some of our mothers. Do we have any? I know we do. If you're a great-grandmother, I want you to stand up, okay? Great-grandmother. All right. My goodness, there you go. We've got four great-grandmothers this morning. All right, very good. You ladies have a seat. Now, if you're just, that's not a good term, is it? If you're a grandmother, you stand up, okay? How many grandmothers do we have in here? Oh, my goodness, look. That's most of the rest of them, all right? Grandmothers, very good indeed. Now then, all of you that are just moms, stand up, okay? All of you mothers, stand up. All right, what a great group indeed. I'm telling you what, now, okay, you can be seated. Fellas, listen. This is the glue that holds it together right there, those ladies that we saw standing this morning, all right? That's the ones. I know there are moms, there are mothers, there's mamas, there's grandmothers, there's grandmas, there's nanas, there's nanas, yatties. Who knows? Whatever else your kids may call you this morning, you're very, very special to us this morning. And we do thank you for being what you are and who you are. And we'll talk from the scriptures a little bit about that. But before we do, we want to honor some of you guys, or all of you ladies and such. I'm going to ask some of our younger fellas. Brother Gary, if you and JD would come, okay? All right, we're going to let that... Huh? Oh, you guys sit down. Y'all have been beat. I'm sorry, guys. Kids, these five kids, you five come right here, okay? You want to help them with the flowers? Okay, you know what to do? All right. Every lady in the house, they get one of each of these and one of those, all right? Ladies, you may have to help them as they go along there, okay? You guys... Help them hand them out there, okay? Huh? Every single lady in the place, all right? I hope this is just a little token of love and appreciation that we can show you that are here with us today. Harley, you don't get one. Everybody, be sure, don't miss it. If they miss you, be sure and wave at them, all right? All right, what a crew. Now, we have some ladies in the chapel, we'll be in the nursery. We'll be sure and get theirs to them, too, before we get finished here, all right, before the day is over. Huh? Yes, the little bag that they're getting, it has kisses in it, okay? Husbands and children, don't let that be the only kisses they get today, okay? All right. Be sure of that. Yeah, be sure everybody gets one, okay? I think Bella's kind of taking charge here. Did you get everybody in the back, Blaze? Did you get everybody in the back, Blaze, buddy? We have two Blazes in our service today. See that little fella right over there? His name's Blaze, too. Oh, here we, Blaze, right around the corner there, bud. Marilyn, did you get a flower? Okay. Sherry, you got your? Okay. All right. How special. All right. Everybody get one? I tell you what, do. Bella, take four of each of those. There's two ladies in the nurseries and two in the chapel. Okay? Three in the chapel. Take five. Blaze, you guys get four, five, and five or six, and take back there to the chapel and the nursery and give those ladies one. All right? Do what? All right. Okay. Ladies, did you all get a flower and some candy? Okay, very good. That's what we want to be sure that we did. Okay, you guys, as you go back to chapel, go by the nursery and take those to the ladies in the nursery and take them to the ladies in the chapel, okay? You got it? If you got any left over, you can have them. All right. They'll like that. Just a little off Mother's Day and such. One of my highlights, okay, and I'm not boasting, but one of my highlights is that all these little ones, that group there and some others, they all know that on my desk in my office there's a jar of Hershey's Kisses. And you watch after church, somebody will come looking for the key to my office, okay? And I'm glad that they feel like they can come to the pastor, even a part of them are my grandkids, and go in and they help themselves to Hershey's Kisses at the end of the service. I'm glad for that, indeed. Mothers, I do pray that you have a very happy Mother's Day. I hope that you have a Mother's Day that is just very special. But we want to talk a little more about Mother's Day than just what we've done thus far. If you have your Bibles, turn to that most familiar chapter when we talk about women, and that is Proverbs 31. Now, I'm not going to do an expositional study of Proverbs 31 because it would take far longer than you could do in one sermon. But I want us to look at a couple of passages there and then we'll skim over some others and we're going to talk about mothers this morning. All right, again, mothers are very, very special. Mothers, wives, both with and without children, young and old, it doesn't matter, all of you ladies, you're special to us, and we do thank you for being what you are and such. In Proverbs 31, we find the writings of King Lemuel. Now, we don't know who he is. Many scholars think that it was probably Solomon, and for some reason he used a pen name of sort, and I think very likely that that is what happened. We validate Proverbs 31 because it's in the Scriptures and that's given by inspiration, whomever wrote it, okay? And down in verse 10, And it's interesting to me that through all of the proverbial sayings and wisdom, words of wisdom and such that we get from Solomon in the book of Proverbs, when we get to the last chapter, the last verses, its conclusion deals with you ladies, with the women of the world. And folk, listen, you are so important. One thing just to kind of preface before I even read the text and preface what I'm going to say, the scripture says that the woman is a weaker vessel. She was made from the rib of Adam. We know that how God created woman and such. Ladies, don't ever, ever, ever be led to believe or think even of yourself that that is a position of inferiority or a secondary position or a position of lacking as compared to a man. It is not. Folk, when God created Eve, and by the way, it wasn't an afterthought that he did that. He said it is not good for man to be alone. And so he created a help meet, not a mate, there's a difference in the wording there, a help meet or fitting or proper for a man. My take on that is, fellas, we're incomplete without a good woman. I believe we're incomplete without a good woman. We need you ladies. Ladies, you have a special position, and it is a wonderful position that we talk about ladies this morning. We talk about you ladies, you mothers, and you that may not be mothers. Maybe you will be, maybe you won't be. You ladies that may not even be married, we're applying this to all of you today. All right? When we read in Proverbs 31, verses 10 through the end of the chapter, we find the writings and a description of God's ideal woman. And this is an ideal. You may not, you say, well, that, you know, that doesn't really apply to me. It's an ideal and not many, if any, will ever just fully represent the woman that is pictured in this. But you should strive to, and you should want to, and you should just put your heart into doing all that God would have you to be doing. And so as we look at these few verses, and we're going to, again, look at just a few of them this morning kind of quickly, we're going to look at the position of woman as God would have you to be. Now, when we think about mothers this morning, and I'm going to read a text in a minute, as I think about mothers today, as I always say, they deserve a special day. You know what a mother does? What a mother is? Unfortunately, we live in a day and a time and a society and an economy that requires it just almost essential that mothers work, all right? But I think back in the old days when that wasn't always the fact, and a lot of mothers were able to stay home, and what a blessing that is, what a blessing that would be today. And ladies, if you have to work, I understand that. Again, it's the day and time that we live in. But even for mothers that work, you know what a mother is as she fulfills that position? You ever think about it? You know, moms are... And we're going to be real practical here. You know, moms are cooks. They're cooks. They're maids. They're chauffeurs. You got a couple of kids and they're playing ball and one's in gymnastic and one's doing this and one's doing that. And if you've got a couple of three kids, I'll assure you, you're a chauffeur. You're going somewhere all the time. You're a chauffeur. A lot of times they're a coach. Various aspects of life. Sometimes they have to be a referee, you know? Especially if you got more than one child, they kind of have to referee right there in the living room sometimes, you know? You ladies can relate to that. Nearly all moms are good psychologists. They're good psychologists. They can look into those little minds. They can look into the minds of those husbands as well. Many times they're called upon to be an EMT. Man, when that little one gets hurt, what does he or she holler? Mama! You know? Mom! And just, Man, I could give you all afternoon illustrations of that around our house with three boys in Sydney. She's so much the more. But most of all, and most importantly of all, you just put all of that in one umbrella there. She is Mom. She's Mom. Maybe she's Mama. You know? Maybe she's Mother. My kids always use the term Mom or Mom, except when there's a little exasperation for some reason or another. When you hear Seth say Mother, you know there's something there. There's something to that, all right? But she's Mom. And what a great honor. And ladies, know this morning. It is an honor and a privilege to be a mother, to be a wife, to be a lady that is pleasing in God's sight. It is an honor. But not only is it a position of honor, but it is a position of tremendous responsibility. We'll talk about that in a little bit later in the message. Read in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price, I like the word value better. Her value is far above rubies. Look over in the end of the chapter at verse 30. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Heavenly Father God, I thank you for mothers today, for wives. I thank you for what they mean to us, for what they do for us. I thank you for the ladies of our church family. Mothers, wives, those who are still single, I thank you for what you have given society, us men, us children, in giving us godly women to fulfill our lives. Lord, open our hearts and minds to receive your word. I thank you for the privilege to present it today. Grant me preaching grace. And Lord, I'll give you that praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Before we begin to look at just a little bit of Proverbs chapter 31, I want us to look at it from the perspective of honoring our mothers. Honor to whom honor is worthy. Folk, I'm telling you, we owe our women great honor today. How do you honor, properly honor your mother, your wife? Okay? And by the way, when I speak of honoring mother, when I speak of children this morning, children, it don't matter if it's a little bitty guy like this fellow over here or like these that handed out our goodies this morning, or if you're 60 years old and your mother's still living, that you fall under the heading of children as I address it this morning, all right? Husbands and children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren, we must honor our mothers and grandmothers and our wives. And how is the best way to do that? Well, on a day like today, you hopefully have, you know, gotten a gift. And if you haven't, it's too late. A card, something. But let that just be kind of the tip of the iceberg of your honor. And by all means, don't let just this Sunday in May be the only time and the only day that you honor your mothers and your wives. Folk, it should be done every day of your life. You honor them. You respect them. You obey them. You pray for them. You defend them. You boast about them. You pray for them. That's not a slip there. I didn't repeat that accidentally. You show them. You tell them. You pray for them every day of your life. Husbands and children, if you let one day go by where you don't mention your wife or your mother, her name in prayer, you have been amiss. You've been remiss. You have not done what you should have. Let's just put it bluntly. You pray for your wife every day. You hold her up before the Lord. Not only do you pray for her every day, but you tell her you love her every day. Now, once you children get away from home, you may not speak to your mother every day. Husbands, you tell her how much you love and appreciate her every day, multiple times a day. All right? Don't leave the house without telling your wife you love her. Don't come back in the house without telling her you love her and that you appreciate her. Children, don't talk to your mother, be it in person, even on the phone. If you call her up, don't end the conversation without saying, "Mom, I love you and appreciate you. I'll talk to you later." Show them. Tell them. Show them. Telling them is one thing. Telling them is one. It's easy to say, "I love you, Mom," yet we too often don't. But you show them that you love them by the way that you treat them, by the way that you conduct yourself toward them, by the things that you say about them. Folk, brag about your mother. This is where I always say that I'm going to say something that I don't want you to agree with. Now, preachers are not supposed to do that, all right? You the regulars, you've heard this, all right? Let me do it again. I won't do it again until Father's Day or next Mother's Day, okay? I don't want you to agree with me. Let me say it this way. The best wife and mother in this world is sitting right there. Now, I don't want you to agree with that. I want you to turn to your wife and the mother of your children, and I want you to say, "That's how I feel about you." All right? All right? Kind of the second, third, and fourth best are my daughter and my daughter-in-laws, okay? The best. But you feel that way, and I pray that you can do that. Now, mothers and ladies, you be sure you're worthy of that kind of appreciation and praise. We'll get to that a little more seriously in a moment. Let us honor our mothers. Hold her up in high esteem. Be proud of her. Be proud of her as you read, and I'm not going to read all of the verses in this proverb that talks about mothers, but you know, it says there that her husband is known because of her. Brag on your mother. Brag on your wife. Talk about what a great mom you've got. My mom's been gone a little over 5 years now. She lived a long, good life. She was well into her 80s when she passed away. Let me tell you what, I had the best mom that ever came down the pike. She was grand. She was godly. She was wonderful. Was she perfect? No, she had her faults, bless her heart. She'd worry because she couldn't figure out anything to worry about. But she was still the best mom around, you know. My kids have got the best mom in the country. I hope you can say that about your mom and about your wife. Honor her. Hold her up. Respect her. I'm telling you what, defend her. Defend her. Somebody says something a little belittling, get right up with them, all right? Get right there with them. Respect her. I say this every Mother's Day, and will. And I know that most of the time this is, it's said in jest, it's said without any disrespect and such, but folk, listen. Your wife, guys, kids, your mother, she is not your old lady, all right? That's as disrespectful. She's not your old lady. She's your wife. She's your love. She's your mom. She's your mother. Respect her in all of those ways and honor her. Just make a special effort to make her feel extra special today, but do that every day of our lives. Folk, what is the ideal woman? What is that ideal woman? Look again in the text where we began in verse 10 and read just a little there. It says, "Who can find a virtuous woman for her price, her value?" You know, we can put a price on anything. We know the price of anything. You go to the Walmart store and they've got a price on everything, all right? Usually, in a setting like that, the price is worth it's more than the value. But folk, the value of something is what it is really, truly worth to you. A virtuous, godly wife and mother is valuable beyond measure. Her value is immeasurable. Her value is beyond, as the King Solomon writes here, is far above rubies. If you had a perfectly cut, perfectly clear diamond, the size of a basketball, not worth what your wife and your mother is. It's not worth what your wife is. The value of that. That would be unmeasured. That would probably be considered priceless. You couldn't put a price on it. Folks, let me tell you, you can't put a price on mamas. You can't put a value on mamas. You can't put a value on a godly wife today, fellas. It is, they are really, really that special. Ladies, I really mean that. And Solomon, as he wrote this, he told us that very thing. That wife with those kind of values, that wife with those kind of virtue. A virtue is defined as a commendable quality, strength of character, a high standard of morality and ethics and such as that. It's a virtuous in righteousness' sake. Folks, ladies, I'm telling you, you ought to strive in all you've got today to be a woman that is a virtuous woman in godly values, and that you want to be valued above the price of diamonds and rubies or any other valuables that we might find in this old fleshly world. Are you that this morning? Are you that this morning? Folks, we need women that will do that. We need women with spiritual values that will take a stand. And I look at this congregation and I think of you that are so, and I don't know all of you as well because we do have some visitors, but folk, I'm telling you today, we need godly women in our lives. And I tell you, one of the main reasons that we need godly women in our lives is husbands, because when we have children, our children need a godly example. The wife, the mother, is going to set more example and have more influence in the children than almost anybody else today. And folk, listen. What they're going to get at school, with all due respect, what they're going to get at school, what they're going to see in the world, they need a godly mother to overcome that mess. I'm telling you today, we need women with virtue, with godliness, with righteousness. We need women that will stand strong for what's right. We need mamas that will take a stand. And dads, we'll get to you on Father's Day. Don't let her do this by herself, by the way. But we need mothers that will lead children in the training and the teaching of God's Word. Now, I appreciate all of you mamas that'll bring your kids to church. All you dads that'll bring them to church. But folk, listen to me. The best Sunday school teacher in the country, and we've got some good ones here. The ladies that are working with those kids back there in chapel right now, they can't do in 20 minutes a week all that needs to be done when it comes to concerning the scriptures and godly things. It's got to happen at home. It has to start there. We need godly mamas. That virtuous woman has a value above rubies. That virtuous woman is going to be a hard worker. She's going to be one that is willing to work diligently. Looking down in verse 13 real quickly. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Look at verse 15. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. I remember especially when our kids were in school. It's not so much so anymore, but you know. When our kids were in school, you know who the first one up and getting things done was? It was Mom. And when it came time and we had all gotten our stuff together and such, we always had breakfast on the table. You know who the last one down at the end of the day was, especially when you have little ones? It's always Mom. It's always Mom. Folk, listen, be that kind of mama. Yeah, don't try to... There have been those that have tried to determine what a mother's monetary value is. so much, getting paid so much an hour. Folk, you can't do it because you can't afford the overtime. You can't afford the overtime, folks. I'll promise you. Her works. Her wisdom. Look in verse 16. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth out not by night. She layeth her hand to the spindle and her hand to the distaff. Folk, I'm telling you what. She has wisdom in the decisions she makes. She makes decisions about her children. She makes decisions for the household. She makes decisions, and let that be a mutual thing with husbands and wives. But I'm telling you what, it's just that innate nature of being a mom and a wife that God gives to you ladies. The wisdom sometimes, I've seen the time when I'd have it all figured out, and Charlotte would say, no, it can't work like that. And you know what? About 99 9/10% of the time, she's right. The wisdom is there. That's the kind of women that we need in our world today. One that is full of wisdom. One that is not afraid to work. One that is not afraid to shoulder the responsibilities and to shoulder the needs of her family, to get up early and to stay up late and to know that her merchandise is good. To work hard and to work long and to understand and to see and to understand those children. Folk, there's not anybody can understand a particular child better than her mother or his mother. That's just an absolute fact of life. She has great wisdom. Her generosity is found in verse 20. She's willing to help others. She stretches out her hand to the poor. She reaches forth her hands to the needy. She's there to help others. She's there to encourage others. She's there when the need is there. And again, ladies, I want you to be sure that you go back and read this entire Proverbs from verse 10 down before this day is over and just let it all soak in. And we, again, wish we had time to look at it all. Look at verse 21 and 22. She's not afraid of the snow for her household. For all her household are clothed with scarlet. She's not worried about her children having proper clothing because she's thought ahead and she's gotten ready. She got ahead of winter. She had them a coat prepared before it got cold, in other words. She thought ahead and she prepared ahead and she looked ahead and she did those things to take care of her family. Notice as we go on there, it says she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. She takes care of herself as well. Read the next verse. I've lost my place here. Going on through this, it talks about how she takes care of herself, how she cares for herself, and how she adorns herself. Folk, listen. This is an area that is in our day and time, it has just almost been forgotten. Ladies, I want to encourage you today. And you say, well, the preacher's quit preaching and he started meddling. Let me meddle a little. Ladies, be modest. Be modest in your attire and in your appearance. Be godly and righteous. Folk, you look just... Go into a public place and look at how young people and old people alike, it don't have to be just you young folks, but older ladies alike, look at how they dress. Folk, you young men, if there's any here that's you're looking for a wife, okay? Folk, the old saying, you can't tell a book by its cover, a lot of times you can, brother. You look at that and you see how she's dressed and she's not dressed very morally and decently and such. Folk, listen, she's speaking volumes about herself. She's speaking volumes about her. Ladies, present yourself in a way that is pleasing to God and it'll take care of everybody else, okay? Be more modest in your dress. Take care of yourself. Be one who takes care of your physical well-being. Don't be one that, that, that abuses your body with the things that are out there today. Don't be one that goes out and mistreats yourself. Treat yourself nicely. Don't expect the world to treat you any better than you treat yourself. Why should they? Oh, the ideal woman. This needs to be an extended few weeks study. But look at this. But let's look at the most important part. Verse 30. And by the way, just let me back up just a minute. For you ladies, if that do what God would have you to be, that you strive to be a woman full of virtue, a godly woman, a woman that is what you ought to be, don't forget this. In verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. You want to be praised by your kids and your husband? Be the wife that you ought to be. Be the mother that you ought to be. And when your children grow up, they'll look back and they'll be proud of mom. They'll be proud to say, this is my mom. This is my mother right here. That's the kind of mothers we need. Let's look at the most important part, verse 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. Compared to what he's fixing to say, all of that is irrelevant. But a woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. Ladies, the most important thing that you can do in all of your life today is fear the Lord. That word fear means to reverence and respect, not to be afraid of Him, of His punishment or His judgment. Now, if you're out of His will and you're His child, you can be assured that's coming too. But folk, fear the Lord. Worship God. Put God first in your life. All of these other things that we've looked at, they'll just fall into place if you'll put God first in your life. You want your family to be what it needs to be? Put God first. And I'm telling you, the rest will come easy. It really will. Raising children may be the most challenging thing that we're ever confronted with in life. Folks, let me tell you what, don't try to do it without God. Don't try to do it without God, because you'll not be very successful. Serve God, ladies. Worship God. Put God first in your heart and in your life. And by example, show that to your children. Demonstrate that to your kids. Show that to your husbands, that you can be worthy of all of the honor and respect that I talked about in the beginning of the service. Folk, I'm telling you today, ladies, it is such a position of honor and responsibility. I want you to take it seriously. I always tell young couples when they come to me and they're just head over heels in love and they're going to get married, and I don't care if they're 22 and 21 or if they're 50. It doesn't matter. Folks, the most important decision you'll ever make in life is to trust God as your personal Savior. I always include in that wedding ceremony, I believe the second most important decision you ever make is that of choosing a mate, a spouse, and then that of having children. Don't make the second and third choices without having made the first. What kind of a woman will be the woman whose value is above rubies? What kind of a woman will be the woman who is praised by her children and her husband? What kind of a woman will be the one that takes such good care and does such great things as a wife and a mother? It will be a woman who has accepted Christ as her personal Savior, who has gotten actively involved in one of His New Testament churches, that is actively involved in teaching and training her children and bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. It will be a woman that loves God above everything and everybody else, and she shares that and shows that to her children and teaches them at home the importance of godly living and being what God would have you to be. Folks, I'm telling you today, we need desperately in our society today women that are described in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. We need some godly, virtuous women. Now then, let me ask you this. As a wife, as a mother, as a lady, whomever. You're of the female this morning. Do you know Christ as your personal Savior?